Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Yuta.
Yes.
Please say your surname.
It's Yuta Jakobsson.
Yuta Jakobsson. Okay, thank you. She is ambassador of Latvia. And welcome to Fred, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, first of all, what does this opportunity mean to you, and how would you describe your experience as a judge in Venice here?
Oh, to me, this truly feels the entire world. I've loved cinema ever since I was very young. It has truly been my biggest passion in life. That is all I do. That is what I live by. That is what I technically breathe every single day. I love writing films. I love watching films. I love everything about it. So to me, this is my first film festival. So I just turned 18, so I applied very fast. I didn't think I would get in because of my age. I just turned 18 the day I arrived here, so I thought no way they would take me because I was 17. This is truly the greatest experience I could ask for. And closer. And overall, the experience here has been so wonderful. I've met so many lovely, lovely people, especially my 26 new best friends, I would call them. They're all so lovely, and I've managed to meet my favorite filmmakers that I never thought I would meet ever in my life. So this has been just everything I could ever dream of.
Ilaria told me that it was your birthday some days ago.
Yes, so. It was on the 30th. On the 30th.
So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know. Okay, and going back to Latvia, you are the ambassador of Kino-based theater in Riga. Mm-hmm. And I know that it established significant festivals such as the Riga Pizzos Film Festival, mm-hmm. right? And the Design Film Festival in Latvia. And how would you describe this festival to our listeners? And do you ever attend them?
I try to attend overall as many film festivals as I can in Riga. I try also sending in my short films and so on. But the thing about Kino Bize is the fact that the cinema, it's truly created for everyone. It's such a small and cozy space that makes any film stand out. It makes you fall in love with any film. It could be the best film you've ever seen, or the sometimes even not the good ones. But this place, the cinema, is so well created for people who love cinema and who want to enjoy it, and any festival they bring into their home will always end up being perfect. They always have the best organization, they always have the best selection in the entirety of the country, I'd say. So anything they do will always be wonderfully made and wonderfully crafted, and they will always do their best to make everyone feel included, to make every film stand out, and make everybody feel special in their rooms.
Where do you get information about cinema and related events in your country?
Usually, I'm friends with a lot of people who are also in the industry, who are trying to get into it, who are still studying, but mostly from them or social media, especially from the cinemas, because they all have very well-curated social media accounts, especially Instagram, which is their main thing. Also, there's many newsletters where you can get information. Each cinema has their own newsletter where they send out all the things that are happening, all the premieres, and so on. Also, the cinema center, the main cinema center in Latvia, which is supported by the government, they also issue a lot of public information on their social media. So from them, you truly can find out everything, every single thing that is going on. And since Latvia is very small and Riga is even smaller than that, it's very easy to keep in touch with everything going on, because there's so little cinemas that you can always know what's going on everywhere.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema Activities, masterclass, workshop, are you looking forward to looking forward to the most, and why?
Well, I think I will have the same answer as everyone. It's the masterclass with Celine Sciamma, because I think everyone, that's the one thing everyone is excited for. I think it's tomorrow, so the nerves have to be calmed down. I always look forward to the meetings we have with the jury, with everyone who's a part of us, also with Celine, which is a bit crazy. Also today we have a workshop on film criticism with one of our, leaders, so I'm very excited about that too, but of course Celine, she's She's Celine Sciamma. How can you not be excited for something that is so close to her?
So thank you, Yuta, for sharing your experience as ambassador of Latvia for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you to all of you. We will be back soon with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassador to talk about their experience here in Venice. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.